Many people have heard about the law of attraction, but few people know how to use it properly. A lot of people think that it is some kind of magic because they have heard stories about people wishing for things to happen and then they did. It is not magic, but it is very powerful, and in the law of attraction code, we will show you exactly how to use it. The law of attraction is a universal law that has been around since the beginning of time. It is always there and always will be. You can't avoid the law of attraction, so why not make it work for you? By going through this training and following the advice given, you can do just that. There are many different opinions on what it is and what it isn't, and you need to know the truth about this. You will learn exactly how to apply the law of attraction in your life in this guide. We have provided you with a step-by-step process for this. Yes, it will take a little effort on your part and you need to be consistent, but this is really worth it if you want to manifest your desires. If you have heard that all you need to do is think about your desires a lot and the universe will provide them to you, then this is wrong. There needs to be another ingredient with this action. Just thinking about something and then taking no action will never achieve anything. One of the main reasons that people want to learn about the law of attraction is they want to manifest more money and wealth. The law of attraction is real, and it does work. But you need to know how to use it properly to get what you want. After you have gone through this training, you will have the law of attraction code that you can use every day to manifest anything that you want. So, what really is the law of attraction? Many people have heard of the law of attraction, but in our experience, very few actually know what it really is. They have watched the movie The Secret and believe that all they have to do is hope that good things will happen to them and the law of attraction will make it happen. It doesn't work like that. And of course, while they are sitting and hoping and nothing is happening, they are quickly going to come to the conclusion that the law of attraction doesn't work. Well, it does work, but not when you just sit and hope that your life will change. Is it a magic spell? The law of attraction is not a magic spell. Why do so many people think this? It's probably because they hear stories about people that use the law of attraction to win big on lotteries and receive money out of thin air. You can't go through a training like this on the law of attraction and then chant abracadabra and expect your life to instantly change. That just isn't going to happen. There is effort involved in making the law of attraction work for you, and of course, most people don't want to hear that. They are a lot more comfortable with the thought of it being a magic spell that they can summon on demand. If the law of attraction truly was magic, then surely many people would have used it in their lives and our world would look quite different than it is today. Please get any thoughts of it being some kind of magic out of your head right now. One of the most common ways that people define the law of attraction is something along the lines of, when you believe strongly that something will happen, then it will happen. That's a simple enough concept, isn't it? But the trouble is that with this kind of definition, there are too many unanswered questions. Does it mean that if you continually think about something that you want to happen, that other things will not happen? What about if you accidentally think about something that you don't want to happen? Here's an example. Let's say that at your work, you have applied for a promotion. You are going to use the law of attraction to ensure that you get it. But you have doubts about whether you are going to land the promotion as well as thoughts that you will get it. So where does that leave you? Other people have also applied for the promotion, and they know about the law of attraction too. So, if they are thinking that it will happen as well, how does that work? There's only one promotion available. Do you see the problem with this definition? Okay, time for a reality check. We are now going to share with you what needs to happen for the law of attraction to work for you. There are four elements to this, and you will quickly realize that thinking about something a lot and hoping are not going to make it work for you. 1. You have to know exactly what you want. Most people have a tough time with this. If you ask the average man or woman in the street what they really want from life, the vast majority will not be able to tell you. In order for the law of attraction to work for you, you must be completely clear on exactly what you want. 2. Think about it and ask for it to happen. The law of attraction is a universal law. Yes, you do need to think about what you really want, and you need to ask the universe to make it happen for you. 3. Visualize you already have what you want. This is difficult for some people to grasp. Once you have decided what you want and asked the universe to provide it to you, then you need to visualize that you actually have it. You need to feel it, touch it, taste it, and make it very real. 4. Keep believing it will happen. Belief is especially important with the law of attraction. You do not want to start thinking about things that may happen. You have to stay on track and firmly believe that the thing you desire will happen for you. Do not let any apprehension creep in. The law of attraction has been around for a long time. If you think that the law of attraction is some new-age fangled thing, then you are wrong. Mass awareness of it is a recent thing, but that doesn't mean that it is new. People have been teaching that a person's beliefs are essential for their destiny for centuries. It wasn't until the 19th century that the law of attraction started to acquire notoriety in the Western world. People in other parts of the world knew about the law of attraction long before this. Initially, people in the West started to use the power of positive thinking to bring about the changes that they wanted in their lives. You have probably heard quotes like, "You are what you think," and "You are a product of your thoughts." These go back centuries, and the Buddha was among the first to introduce this kind of thinking. People in ancient cultures may not have realized that they were using the law of attraction, but they knew that it worked. So the first and most important step on your law of attraction journey is to believe that it works. Don't listen to the negative people who will tell you that it is nonsense. Only when you have total belief in the law of attraction will it truly work for you. Understanding how the law of attraction works is essential for you to be successful with it. The best way to understand how the law of attraction works is to think about the concept of like attracts like. As human beings, we all emit energy into the world. This energy will either be at a low level or a high level. If we are continually emitting low levels of energy to the universe, then we will get things related to these low energy levels back. Conversely, high energy levels attract things related to these high levels. It's all about vibrations. The law of attraction is a universal law that is best understood by first considering the law of vibration. You need to know and believe that everything in our universe is vibrating on a continual basis. From the smallest grain of sand to the largest planet, it is all vibrating all of the time. Our brains have evolved to block this out so that we can observe a calm, still world. The truth is that we would find it very difficult to handle everything vibrating around us. So, the feelings of these vibrations and the sight and sounds have been blocked out, but the objects are still vibrating. Scientists have confirmed that colors are nothing more than vibrations at a specific frequency. You conceive your reality inside your head, and a conversion process has been undertaken so that life is easy for you. The law of vibration is real, and the next step is to comprehend that when two things use a similar vibration frequency, they are attracted to each other. You are sending out vibrations with your mind at different frequencies to the universe all of the time. Like attracts like, and your thoughts are what control your destiny. If you send out the right vibrations at the right frequency, then you will attract what you desire. You have to be in tune with the universe in order for it to manifest what you want. So the bottom line is, every positive and negative thing that has ever happened in your life was attracted by your vibrations. You are and have what you focus on. Your mind controls your destiny. So, if your thoughts are negative, your life will be negative. To make more sense of this, consider the following human emotions that send positive vibrations to the universe. Being joyful. Being passionate. Being excited. Having an abundant mindset. Being proud. Being self-confident. Showing affection to others. When you experience these emotions, your vibrations will have a higher energy and will be positive. Now let's take a look at those emotions that send out negative vibrations to the universe. Feeling disappointment. Living a life of solitude. Thinking that you are lacking things in your life. Being sad. Being tense. A disorganized mind. Being angry. Feeling pain. The point here is that if you are feeling pain all of the time, pain about your life rather than physical pain, then the universe will bring you more pain because it believes that is what you want. If you experience a lot of passion in your life, then the universe will send you more things to be passionate about. So where does all this get you? Well, in order to make the law of attraction work for you, you need to change the way that your mind works. If you are someone that is constantly complaining about everything, then you need to stop doing this or you will continue to receive more things to complain about. Tune your mind to change your destiny. The law of attraction works, but it is not about hope. It is about communicating with the universe in the right way and having belief that the law will work for you. Your connection with the universe is very important, and the more tuned your mind is, the greater the connection you will make. Think of the law of attraction as the law of thinking. Thinking in the right way is the secret to the law of attraction and the secret to success for you. In this training, you will learn how to apply the law of attraction step by step so you can be truly manifesting abundance in your life. Your brain is all powerful, and whatever direction your mind wants you to travel in is the path that you will take. Everything that you have or don't have in your life right now is a result of your thoughts and your mind. So you need to tune your mind into what you want and let the law of attraction help you get it. Sending out high levels of energy and positive vibrations to the universe on a consistent basis is what it is all about. But you cannot achieve this just by sitting and hoping. Hoping is useless. You need to be totally clear about what you want and truly believe that you are going to get it. In order to get the most out of the law of attraction, you need to switch to subjective thinking rather than objective thinking. What's the difference? Well, with objective thinking, you believe something is real only if you can see it, hear it, touch it, smell it, etc. With subjective thinking, we believe something is real first before we see it. So, for example, you believe that you are going to get the promotion before you get it, and then it happens. Subjective thinking is like dreaming. You will need to practice making the transition to subjective thinking because it is critical for the law of attraction to work for you. You need to understand that your perception of what is real in life is a manifestation of your thoughts. This does not mean that things around you are not real, but they are present in our consciousness. We are able to change things in our dreams, and when we apply the law of attraction correctly, we can change our reality as well.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Alchemy of Natural Healing. I'm your host, Laurel Dewey. True healing is an alchemical process, meaning it must transform you on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. What affects one affects all three. True healing is one of the hardest journeys you'll ever travel, but it's one of the most rewarding and fulfilling when you get to meet yourself for the first time. If you're ready to take that journey, let's get started.
It is highly likely that since you were a child, you have spent a lot of time and energy focusing on small and unimportant things. Over time, this builds up, and before you know it, these irrelevant things are controlling your life. We call this the default process, and it is critical that you change how you think to stop this. Have you ever thought to yourself that a certain situation was beyond you? Or thought that you were powerless to do anything about a situation that was heavily impacting your life? You're not alone here. Most people do this, and the problem is that when this happens, you relinquish control over your life. This is counter to the law of attraction. To truly develop the law of attraction code that will work for you throughout your life, then you have to take back control. You need to start focusing on things that are essential for your development and not let the default process rule your life. It is all about belief. We have mentioned belief a few times in this training already, and we will continue to do so because it is so important. Here is an example of how having a firm belief helps to win the day for you. Imagine that you want to do something, but you do not have the finances to do it. This could be anything from investing in training to learning new skills or traveling around the world. It doesn't matter what it is. People that succumb to the default process will quickly come to the decision that they cannot do whatever it is they want because they lack the funds. They will give up on the idea and move on to something else that will not move them forward in their life. But the person that has true belief and is a subjective thinker will not dwell on their lack of funds too much. They will focus on getting whatever it is that they want. They will see themselves having this thing in their life already, and by using the law of attraction, they will manifest it in their life. At this point, you may be thinking that this is not a practical thing for you to do. The fact is that you don't have the money that you need, so surely that is it. We are asking you to change your thinking here to believe that you already have the finances to do the thing that you really want. Use visualization techniques to see that money in your bank account and experience how good this feels. An outcome may be that you make a loan application, and because you feel so certain that you have the money already, your loan will receive approval. Your energy levels will be so high and your vibration so positive and strong that the people at the bank or finance institution will feel this and will be confident in your ability to repay the loan. People that follow the default process will not emit high energy levels and strong positive vibrations. They will not be confident of being successful with their loan application and may not even make one in the first place. If they do make the application, they will send out the wrong signals and will probably be turned down. Intensify your thought process. To really make the law of attraction work for you, it is critical that you intensify your thought process. You need to make the transition from objective thinking to subjective thinking and believe that you already have what you want. A strong believer in the law of attraction never lets the default process rule their life. They are in total control and are the center of all the things that are happening around them. Seeing beyond the default process is a change that you must make. It will take time and effort, but it will reward you in the end. Have you ever turned down an opportunity because you thought that it was too small to get involved with? Or maybe you were just too lazy to look into it and get started? People often complain that there are no opportunities for them to change their life and achieve their desires. They believe that their current job is all there is, and this limits them severely. Opportunities are all around you. Even having some free time to pursue an interest or make some extra money is an opportunity. The reason that you don't have what you want in your life is not through lack of opportunities. What most people do when they come face to face with opportunities is say no. We want you to start saying yes to some or all of these opportunities. Now, this doesn't mean that we want you to get conned or anything like that. By saying yes, you are agreeing to look into the opportunity to see if it is for you or not. When you have the law of attraction on your side, then you will find that some of these small opportunities turn into much bigger opportunities. You see, the people that have these opportunities to offer know that most people will turn them down flat. But when they meet someone positive who says yes, then they can open the door to bigger things. If you are offered an opportunity, always check it out first. Today, we have this wonderful thing called the internet where you can spend a few minutes searching to see if the opportunity is credible or not. Whatever you do, don't ask your family or friends for their opinion. Unless they are positive-minded like you, they will tell you that it is a waste of time and sounds dodgy to them. Of course, they do not know anything about it, and they say they are trying to protect you. While the protection thing is comforting, people do not always mean what they say. You are an adult, and you do not need their protection to look at an opportunity. Most of these people live under the spell of the default process and believe that everyone should have a job. It's not just about money. There are all kinds of opportunities in life. It is not all about money. If you get the chance to meet new people, then you should take it. You just don't know where this can lead. If you are single, you might meet your soulmate through these new people. It has happened before and will continue to happen in the future. When you apply the law of attraction to your life, anything is possible. You will start to send out higher levels of energy and strong positive vibrations to the universe, and you will attract many more things than you did before. Love, happiness, wealth, and excitement. It is all there waiting for you. What about luck? Here's a classic story that you may be able to relate to. You were in the shopping mall, car park, and someone calls your name. It is a girl that you went to school with, and you haven't seen her in years. She is getting out of an expensive luxury car, and she has the finest clothes. There's a very handsome man by her side, who you later find out is her husband. You chat with her, and she tells you that she and her husband run a very successful business. She has a house in a part of town that you can only dream about. It is obvious to you that she has a lot of money, and her life is on track. So what do you think about all of this? Here's what a lot of people will say. She has always been lucky. What you don't know is that a few years ago, she had very little money and was living out of a beaten-up car with her man. They had just kicked off their business, and there was not much money coming in. They started the business with nothing and took massive action. She made her own luck, and that is what you need to do as well. We are not saying that there is no such thing as luck. Some people do win lotteries, but they still have to buy a ticket and choose some numbers. The chances of you sitting at home hoping for a major change in your life are extremely close to zero. To make the law of attraction work for you, it is essential that you present yourself to the universe as someone that is deserving of what you desire. Sitting at home, doing nothing, thinking that the world is against you will never help you to attract anything worthwhile. It will just attract more misery for you. You need to show the universe that you are willing to look for opportunities and act on them. If you are offered an opportunity that it feels right for you, you will look into it further and get started with it if everything checks out. You are not someone who waits around for things to happen, and you certainly don't base your future on luck. Okay, this is the moment you have been waiting for. We are now going to provide you with the steps that you need to take to significantly increase your chances of law of attraction success. These steps have worked well for most people and will assist with tuning your mind and developing subjective thinking. Do not think that you are going to get results from this overnight. This has happened and could happen to you. But in general, mastering the law of attraction takes time and effort, so please follow these steps closely. 1. You must be clear about what you want. Most people are not clear about what they want from life. Some people don't have any idea at all. In order to connect with the universe, you must have specific goals or desires and your reasons for wanting these things. You may not be a big believer in goal setting, but it really does work as it gives you a crystal focus, and that is critical with the law of attraction. Some people don't like the idea of goal setting because they think it is too hard to do. By following this process, you will see that it is quite easy to write down your goals. Take out a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle vertically. On the left-hand side, you need to write down what you want, and on the right-hand side, please write down what you don't want. When you are writing on each side, add a reason why you want or don't want the things to happen. It will probably help you to start with the things that you don't want first. These should come to you more easily. As an example, think about the things that you don't want when it comes to money. You don't want to be stressed because you cannot afford to do something for your life partner or your children. You don't want to be in debt. You don't want to work too many hours and miss time with your family. You don't want to be stressed out about paying the bills. You don't want to be wearing the same old clothes forever, and so on. Now in the left-hand column, you can turn these negative statements into positive desires by writing what you do want adjacent to what you have already written. So, an example would be adjacent to, I don't want to be in debt, you will write, I want to be completely debt-free. Do this for all of the what you don't want statements that you have written on the right-hand side of the paper. You should find this pretty easy to do because they are just the opposite of what you don't want. As you are writing what you want, ask yourself the question why you want it. The reason for this is that it will stir up emotions within you, and you will be able to analyze those great feelings, and they will drive you on to achieving your goal. It also gives strong meaning to the goal, and it will strengthen your connection with the universe. Don't rush this goal-setting exercise. It is very important that you get it right. Carry your list of goals around with you at all times. You will need to refer to your goal sheet regularly at the beginning, and it will inspire you to take the necessary action. By writing a list of goals and attaching strong feelings to each of them, you will send the right signals to your subconscious mind and in turn to the universe. Your energy emissions will rise to a higher level and your vibrations will be a lot more positive. 2. Add a time dimension to your goals. Your goals are really taking shape now. You have written what you want and why you want it. Now you need to add a realistic time frame to manifest each desire. The law of attraction may not manifest your desires on the exact same date you write down, but if you are realistic and follow all of the other steps, then it shouldn't be too far away from your target date. It can even manifest early for you. Realism is important here. If you have a lot of debt, then putting next Thursday's date as a target to be debt-free is not realistic. A year from now would be more realistic. It is possible, using certain strategies, to pay down debt quickly. Okay. So you now have your goals and you have stated when you want them to be manifested. You have made a great start to the law of attraction process. You have to have belief and patience that this is going to work for you. You will have to take additional action as well. 3. Use positive affirmations. Affirmations are very powerful, and what you want to do now is to create a list of them that support your desires or goals. You want to write each affirmation in the present as if the goal had already been achieved. So, for a goal of, I want to be debt-free, the associated affirmation will be, I am completely debt-free. You need to be prepared to say your affirmations either out loud or in your mind on a regular basis. This means at least daily, and more often if you can. When you get up and just before you go to bed are good times to do this. Why? Because saying your affirmations when you wake up will set you up for an action-packed day. At night, you can dream about your affirmations. Your affirmations will find their way into your subconscious mind after a while. This is exactly what you want. Your subconscious mind is constantly communicating with the universe and will provide the right focus for you. It will help you to change any limited beliefs that are producing negative thoughts. This is critical, as negative thoughts will lead to lack in your life. 4. Time to take the correct action. If you are one of those people that believe the law of attraction will just give you whatever you want without you having to do anything, then you will end up very disappointed. You will need to take consistent action to manifest your goals. The reason is that each bit of action takes you closer to your goal, and your subconscious mind will feed on this and continue to send the right vibrations and energy levels to the universe. Always have your goals clearly in your mind and remind yourself of the feelings that they conjure up inside you. If you have a decision to make in connection with one of your goals, then consider how each option feels to you. Act on those decisions that feel right to you. If you truly believe in the law of attraction, you will never miss out on opportunities as the universe will keep bringing you more. So, you can be confident that your feelings about something are right. Working like crazy and taking massive action is not always the path to success. You need to work smart and only take action when guided by your intuition. Break your goals down into daily tasks and work on these every day. There are normally shortcuts to achieving most things, and the smart people always find them. Take a consistent step-by-step action approach. You will never be able to anticipate the exact steps that you need to take, so do not concern yourself with this. If something is not working, then try something else. Keep the faith in the law of attraction, and it really will work for you. Keeping your goals in mind all the time and taking action to achieve them will stop any vibrations for your subconscious mind losing their strength and deteriorating. If these vibrations deteriorate, then so will the signals that are sent to the universe. But it is not all about action taking. You have to check to see if there are any limiting beliefs holding you back. 5. Identify limiting beliefs. We all have ingrained beliefs. Some will serve us well and others won't. When you were a child, you learned a lot of things from your parents and those around you. If your parents continuously told you that money was the root of all evil, then this is likely to be an ingrained limiting belief that you don't want and you need to get rid of it. You can replace these limiting beliefs by substituting other statements through the subconscious. Affirmations will help here. If you have any negative beliefs about money, then you can create affirmations such as, "I love money and money loves me," "Money will enable me to help others," and so on. You have to identify and remove these limiting beliefs if you want the law of attraction to fully work for you. Most people are interested in the law of attraction because they believe that they can use it to manifest money and wealth in their lives. You can use the law of attraction for this, but you need to know how to use it correctly to get what you want. The first thing that we want you to understand here is that the law of attraction is not just about money. You can use the law of attraction in all areas of your life. In fact, we highly recommend that you use the law of attraction to develop yourself and become a better person. But this was about manifesting money and wealth, so let's focus on that. Decide on what you really want. Clarity is power with the law of attraction. Do you dream about being wealthy and having financial freedom, but never specify exactly what you want? A lot of people do. This is a fundamental error when manifesting your desires through the law of attraction. So, you need to define an exact amount of money that you want. If it is just a sum of money, then this is easy. You just need to ask for a specific amount, such as $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million or whatever your desired amount is. If you desire some other form of wealth, such as a house or an expensive car, then you need to describe in detail what the house would look like and the exact make and model of the car. How will you serve to get this money? One of the biggest myths about the law of attraction is that you can use it to get something for nothing. This is untrue. You must give in order to receive. This is how the universe works. A lot of the world's richest people got there by serving others, and that is what you need to do. The law of attraction will just help you get there where others will fail. So if you are looking for $500,000, set a realistic deadline for this. It could be 6 months or a year from now. Next week is not being realistic. Remember, the law of attraction is not some magic power. Be sure to set your date, as this will focus your subconscious mind and you need its power to make this happen. Okay, so now you have to work out what you are going to do to earn this money. Many people have made a lot of money on the internet showing people how they can make a lot of money. So you could serve people on the internet in exchange for money. Provide them with value and they will reward you. It doesn't have to be on the internet. You could open a new restaurant or create any kind of business around a passion that you have. If you are interested in organic food, then you could grow it and sell it to people. There will be many takers for this. Use your head here and do some research. Once you have decided what you're going to do, then be specific about it when you are connecting to the universe. The best way to do this is write everything down on paper. This is a very good step, so don't miss it out. Some people are cynical when it comes to writing goals or desires, but it works well and focuses the subconscious mind. You need to include what we have discussed so far, which is a specific sum of money, a deadline, and what you are going to do to earn the money. So you could write something like this: I am very grateful to the universe because by 30th June, I will have $500,000 in my possession, and this will be an easy sum of money for me to earn. I will earn this money by providing a lot of value to people on the internet. I will teach them how to be successful online. The more that I am able to help, the more money I will earn. I see myself with the money in my hands. I can see all of the money with my eyes. I can smell the money with my nose. I have total belief that I possess $500,000 and I am extremely grateful. Thank you, universe. Thank you, universe. Once you have written your statement to the universe down, writing is better than typing it on a computer, but if you prefer to do that, then you can. You want to keep this with you everywhere you go. Constantly refer to your universe statement. Reading your universe statement every day is something that you must do. You should read it more than once, and it is a good idea to read it when you awake and just before you retire at night. It doesn't matter if you read it out loud or in silence. What does matter is the emotion that you put into reading it. When you are reading your statement, visualize all of the details. See yourself providing the service that you stated, and then see a copy of your bank statement with all the money in your account. This will take some practice, and you will need to persevere with it to really become good at visualization. Think and act as you are already wealthy. If you want to send out the right energy levels and vibrations to the universe, then you need to believe that you are already wealthy. This does not mean emptying the entire contents of your bank account with a spending spree. You just need to act like a wealthy person would act. You need to use positive statements and think positively about money. Stop saying and thinking things like, I don't have money and I'm broke. Replace these with, I love money and it loves me. I am a natural magnet for money and attract it easily. And I am so grateful that I am rich. Rich people use certain strategies to earn money and maintain it, and you need to act like they do. They always concentrate on making money rather than spending it, and they set up multiple streams of income. They are generous and think in abundant terms. They are avid learners and always have an exit strategy. Improve your relationship with money and wealth. Never think that wealth and money don't matter and are unimportant. You want to plant in your subconscious mind that money does matter so that you can develop a better relationship with it. If you have any negative thoughts about money, then you need to work on this right now. If you continue to think about having a lack of money, then the universe will continue to provide you with a lack. Appreciate all the money that you have right now. Speak to it and tell it how grateful you are for having it. If you have limiting beliefs that rich people are in some way bad, then you need to change these. Stop believing that money is the root of all evil and that being poor is not such a bad thing. Don't use phrases like, there's always somebody worse off than me. Think of the good that you can do with money. You can give generously to those in need, provide for your family, eat the healthiest foods, and be wherever you want to be. Focus on the good things that you can achieve. See your family members with smiles on their faces after you have helped them out financially. Believe that money is good and that the universe wants you to be wealthy. Your ability to connect with the universe is very important, and the more that you do this, the better chance you will have of manifesting the money and wealth that you truly desire. Create a plan. All successful people have a plan. It doesn't have to include every last detail like some business plans do. You can create this later. Once you have manifested the initial amount that you are looking for, as a minimum, you need a simple plan for the next 12 months, and then the next 5 years. For the first year, you need to break this down into months, weeks, and days. A daily action plan will inspire you to take action and fight off procrastination. For the internet example, you can have a target to create your website in a week, develop your first product in 2 weeks, start promoting your product in 3 weeks, and having your first customers by the end of the month. For month two, you will set a target to grow your customer base and start working on your second product. All of these things can be broken down into daily tasks. Write everything down in a journal or a daily diary and carry it around with you. Always strive to finish all of the daily tasks that you have set. A plan will never be perfect, and you will have to make some changes along the way to make sure that you stay on track. But not having a plan means that you will just drift along aimlessly, and this will not help you to manifest the wealth that you want. If you do not believe that you can manifest the money that you want, then the universe will not provide it to you. You need to have total faith in yourself and what you are planning to do. Yes, there will be some obstacles to overcome, but when you have total belief, they will be easy to get over. If you read the success stories of the self-made rich, you will find that they had unshakable belief in what they were doing. They knew they would succeed, and this faith drove them to make it happen. Bill Gates is a great example with Microsoft. He had a vision that everyone would have a computer in their home and that his software would power these computers. If he didn't have unshakable belief about this, then he would never have created Microsoft Windows and the computing world would be very different today. So how do you get yourself to the point where you truly believe? Well, you have to keep telling yourself that you will succeed. Your thoughts determine what you are and what you have. So repeat this over and over in your mind. Say it out loud. I will succeed. Your subconscious mind will gradually accept these affirmations and it will drive you forward. Don't just do this one time and then expect miracles. Make it a daily ritual. Positive thinking and the law of attraction go hand in hand. Use wealth affirmations each day, and over time, you will create totally rock-solid belief. Be grateful for money and wealth. Whatever money you have right now, be very grateful that you have it. Gratitude is a very powerful emotion, so use it often. Think about the past when you had money and be grateful for this. If you have never had a lot of money, then just imagine how it would make a difference in your life and be grateful for that. The law of attraction will act on the high energy levels and the positive vibrations that you are sending out through this gratitude. So, send these signals often and always show complete gratitude when you have money. It is not important how you achieve your wealth. When you are creating plans for your future, it is inevitable that you will have a lot of thoughts about how you are going to make all of this happen. It is important that you understand that no self-made rich person knew the exact steps that they were going to take to attract the money and the wealth they desired. If you have a general plan and communicate well with the universe, you will receive the guidance that you need. Have total belief that this will happen. You do not need to worry about exactly how you are going to accomplish this. Just believe that you will. Visualize already having the money and wealth. One skill that you need to develop is visualization. You want to add this to your list of daily rituals. The idea is that you want to see yourself already having the money that you desire. See it, touch it, smell it. These senses will make the visions really strong. Imagine that you are bathing in $100 bills. It's not as crazy as it sounds. Just visualize yourself surrounded by money. Hold on to these images for as long as you can. Visualization is very powerful and will send out high energy levels and the right vibrations to the universe. Spend the money, but not really. Imagine that you can buy anything that you want. Enforce this in your subconscious mind by going to online stores and adding everything that you want to your cart. Don't go through to the checkout, though. You need to spend money on the things that you want mentally. Make this very real. Go and have a test drive of that new car that you really want. Don't go to the showroom in your jeans and t-shirt. Wear your best clothes. Ask about delivery times and discounts for cash. Experience the joy of having money and wealth. The stronger that you can make this experience, the stronger the signals you will send to the universe. Then, the law of attraction will work for you. Give to receive. If you give, then you will receive. This is a life law that will help you to manifest wealth. Help out friends and family members and other people that need it. When you give other people money, however small, think that you have an abundance of money and that you can easily give it to people in need. The universe will make sure that you keep receiving money if you do this. How to handle challenges and failure. As you embark on your new life journey with the law of attraction, there are going to be a number of challenges that you need to overcome. You need to tackle these in the right way so that you continue to emit high energy levels and send the right signals to the universe. You are going to fail at times on your journey. Maybe you get involved with a business opportunity and it doesn't work for you. Or perhaps you go for an interview for a high-paying job and you don't make it. In your social life, you may approach a potential partner and they reject you. It doesn't matter what the situation is. This is all failure. What are you going to do in this situation? Give up and believe that the law of attraction doesn't work like most people would do? We strongly recommend that you don't do that. What we recommend that you do is get back on your horse and try again. If you failed at something, so what? Learn whatever you can from the failure and move on. Consider each failure as an attempt you made to improve your life, and now you will make another attempt. By being persistent like this and never giving up, you actually never fail. You are getting involved in a number of new things that you haven't tried before. If things don't work out as you expected, then treat this as a learning experience and not a failure. A learning experience is a positive thing, and failure is negative. If you want to learn a new language, it is highly unlikely that you will be fluent in the first day. Maybe you've been learning for weeks, and you find a person who speaks the language fluently, and you want to test yourself. Things don't go as well as you planned, and at times the other person does not understand what you are saying. A lot of people would be very embarrassed in this situation and want to walk away and give up. But you are not like this. You ask the person how to pronounce the words that you were trying to say to them. They give you guidance and also tell you that it is better to use some other words instead. This is a valuable learning experience on your journey to learn the language. You still keep sending positive vibrations to the universe after this. Every time that you experience something not working out as it should, you will be better prepared next time. You need to develop your resilience so that you grow stronger from all of your experiences, good or bad. If you are a man and you ask 10 women out on a date and each one rejects you, ask another 10. One is going to say yes. Just because your friend always gets a date with the first couple of women that he asks doesn't matter. Repeat the process until you succeed. If you want a higher paying job and you send in 10 applications and are not successful, then send another 10 applications. It doesn't matter if it takes over 100 applications to get a job that you want, the end result will be worth the repetition and additional effort. Walt Disney was rejected by over 300 banks when he was looking for financing for his Disneyland idea. He was told that the idea was stupid and that it would never work by some of the banks. But he carried on meeting with banks, and the rest is history. Something that is a problem for a lot of people when they are trying to manifest their desires using the law of attraction is that they feel they are in way over their head. This is because they have moved outside of their comfort zone. Your comfort zone is basically the things that you are comfortable at doing. Some of these will be automatic responses. For example, when you learned to drive a car, you were not comfortable and checked every action that you took. With more driving experience, everything went on to automatic, and now you drive without thinking about it. So, if you have to do something that you have never done before, then it is natural to feel a little apprehensive about this. You are pushing your comfort zone boundaries, and this is a good thing, so don't give up even if you feel totally overwhelmed. Once you have accomplished this new skill or whatever it is, you will grow as a person. This sends very high levels of energy and strong vibrations to the universe, so you need to keep going. If something is bothering you, then get help online or ask someone that has the experience. You can achieve anything. One technique that you can use is to fake it until you make it. Give the impression that you are an expert in your field even when you are not, and continue to learn about the subject every day and accept any new task around it. It can be tough going at first, but in no time at all, you will gain a lot of useful knowledge and experience. You are never going to get anywhere in life if you don't try new things. If you are afraid to do something, then tackle your fear head on and just do it anyway. You will feel incredible after you have achieved this thing that you were so scared of. Don't let your comfort zone rule you, as the majority of the population does. We all lead busy lives these days, but do not let life get in the way of you manifesting your desires using the law of attraction. If you have a plan to start a business online to generate the funds that you need, then focus on this. If there are other things that you need to do at home, for example, then work out how to get everything done. A lot of people fall into the now is not a good time trap. Unless you have a real emergency in your life, then right now is always a good time. People that truly believe in the law of attraction and want to manifest their desires do not wait around for anything or anyone. They always make a start right away. Making a start is so important. If you keep procrastinating and putting things off, then you will send the wrong signals to your subconscious mind and the universe. It doesn't matter if you don't know how you are going to achieve your plan. Just get started on it. You will find that things will fall into place the more energy you put into it. If you really want to succeed with the law of attraction, then it is very important that you strike a balance between your inner and outer self. This may be a new concept to you, so we will explain it further. Your inner self. What is your inner self? It is basically your consciousness. This is all about your thoughts and the way that you behave in response to those thoughts. When you get this right, the law of attraction starts to work for you. If you want to manifest your desires with the law of attraction, it all starts with how you think. All of your thoughts come from your consciousness or your inner self, and we have discussed the way that you think in some detail in this guide. This is all about the action that you take or the way that you act. You have a specific thought generated from your inner self, so how do you act on this and implement that thought? To make the law of attraction work for you, then there needs to be a good balance between your thoughts and your actions. So what does all of this mean? Well, if you want the law of attraction to really work for you, then you need to follow this very simple concept. Put your thoughts into action. When you think about what you desire in life, this must be supported by related action. Here's an example of what a lot of people do. They sit and think about making a specific income for the next 12 months. This is great, as you are sending high levels of energy and strong positive vibrations to the universe. The universe responds to these thoughts by making an alignment change so that this can happen for you. But then it is expecting you to take some action towards this desire. If you don't take any action, then you will not manifest your desire. To have the correct balance between your inner and outer self, you need to immediately follow up on your thought with action. This can be something small, such as writing down the things that you are going to do today to manifest your desire. Be sure to make a start on these things. Once you start to take action on your thought, then you will emit even more positive energy to the universe. This signals to the universe that it must move you closer to manifesting what you desire. So the message here is clear. You need to take action on your thoughts. Most people only use their inner self to create thoughts and beliefs. They will say that they want something to happen over and over again, but they don't balance with their outer self to take any action. The law of attraction will align itself to manifest a desire for you when you send the right signals to it through your thoughts. But it cannot force you to take action. That is down to you. It is the reason why hoping never works. You can utilize the law of attraction to make you more confident and more certain that you will be able to influence things and people around you to manifest your desires. But in order for that to happen, you will need to take the appropriate action. Why the law of attraction doesn't work for everybody? There are two things that you need to realize about the law of attraction. One, it is real and it works. Two, you need to use it in the right way. There is no doubt that there is significant power in the law of attraction because it will channel the energy of the universe in a way that will make things happen for you. But the law of attraction will just align everything perfectly for you. If you do not take advantage of this alignment, then you will not manifest what you want. Thinking about becoming wealthy or meeting the partner of your dreams is not enough. Without some related action, nothing will happen for you. Even a lottery winner has to buy a ticket and then check to see if they have won. You must use the law of attraction to manifest your desires. In order to do this, be sure to follow these three steps. 1. Strong belief. Believe that what you want to manifest is going to happen. Make this belief really strong and keep believing no matter what is going on in your world. Your belief has to be totally unshakable. 2. Use visualization. Practice visualization every day. When you visualize, you see yourself already having the thing that you want to manifest. Experience the feelings of having this thing in your life. How does it feel? Make it as real as possible. 3. Act on your inner voice. When you have strong belief that you will manifest what you want, you will receive messages from your inner voice. It is very important that you listen carefully to these messages and act on them immediately. To strengthen your belief that your desires will manifest, write them down on paper with the associated feelings. In other words, when you think about having what you desire in your life, how does this make you feel? Keep this with you at all times and refer to it at least once a day. If someone or something tries to stop you believing that this is going to happen for you, then counter this negativity with positive thoughts that it will happen. Unfortunately, the world is full of negative people and things that will try and tell you that you are wasting your time. If you have never used visualization before, then practice this regularly until you get it right. It really isn't a difficult thing to do, and after a while, you will find that you can visualize at will. Always make the feelings strong when you are visualizing, as this will help you to send the right signals to the universe. And finally, you must take action. This needs to be related to manifesting your desire. Every day, think to yourself, "What can I do today to get closer to manifesting the things that I really want?" Your subconscious will work for you and come up with some action ideas. When you receive these ideas, write them down and act on them right away. Best practices for developing your law of attraction code. In this guide, we have provided you with all of the information that you need to truly believe that the law of attraction works and that it will work for you. We have given you a step-by-step formula to follow so that you can utilize the law of attraction to manifest your desires. To help you further with this, here are the best practices that we encourage you to follow to truly develop your law of attraction code. With this code in place, you will be able to use the law of attraction effectively whenever you need it. 1. Use the four elements of the law of attraction. There are four elements to the law of attraction, and you must use these to develop your law of attraction code. The four elements are: 1. Know precisely what you want to manifest. 2. Focus your thoughts on this and ask the universe to make it happen for you. 3. Visualize that you actually have what you want to manifest. 4. Keep believing that you will manifest what you want. You need to believe that the law of attraction works and that you will manifest what you desire. Make your belief strong and unwavering. 2. Understand how the law of attraction works. You need to fully understand how the law of attraction works to be able to use its power. The principle of like attracts like applies here. Everything in the universe vibrates and you send vibrations to the universe. If these are negative, such as "I never have enough money," then the universe will ensure that you never have enough. Conversely, if you change your vibrations to positive ones, such as "I will always have all the money that I want," then the universe will align to manifest this for you. So, you need to tune your mind into the universe and send out positive vibrations to manifest your desires. Change from objective thinking to subjective thinking. With subjective thinking, you believe something is real before it exists. So, you think that you are already wealthy rather than requiring objective evidence that this is the case. 3. Avoid the default process. Most people let life dictate what their destiny will be. To develop the law of attraction code, you must take control of your life and decide on your destiny. Do not conform to the default process that most people follow. Belief is essential here. Someone that follows the default process will quickly give up on a desire if they do not have the finances to make it happen, for example. When you follow the law of attraction code, you will not give up because you have strong beliefs and you are a subjective thinker. 4. Say yes to opportunities. Opportunities are all around you, whether you realize it or not. If you are offered an opportunity, then say yes to it rather than continually saying no. When you say yes, you are committing yourself to look into the opportunity further. By saying no, you cut off the opportunity altogether. Small opportunities can lead to much larger ones. If you have the opportunity to meet some new people, then do this. You never know where this will lead. Do your homework and see if an opportunity feels right to you. Do not live your life relying on luck. Make things happen for you and be master of your own destiny. 5. Apply the law of attraction. Use the 5-step process to apply the law of attraction in your life. 1. Be clear on what you want and set goals. 2. Add a time to your goals that is realistic. 3. Create and use positive affirmations. 4. Take relevant actions. 5. Identify and eliminate limiting beliefs. Identifying and removing limiting beliefs will take practice, but it is essential if you want to develop the law of attraction code. The other 4 steps are relatively easy to implement. 6. Use the law of attraction for money and wealth. You can use the law of attraction to manifest the wealth that you want. It is essential that you are clear on how much money you want to manifest each time. Write this down and create a statement to the universe. Refer to this statement all of the time. Think and act as if you are wealthy without actually spending any of your money. Be grateful for the money that you have right now. Do not send out signals of lack to the universe. Create a plan on how you will serve others to realize your wealth. Use visualization to see that you already have the wealth. 7. Handle challenges properly. It is inevitable that you are going to be confronted with a number of challenges before you can manifest what you desire. You must handle these challenges correctly. It is likely that you will experience failure many times, so just keep trying until you succeed. Just learn from failures and move on. Use repetition to your advantage. Keep trying over and over again. If 10 companies turned you down for a high-paying job, then contact another 10. Be inspired by the fact that Walt Disney went to over 300 banks to raise the funds for his Disneyland idea. Don't let your comfort zone stop you from doing new things. By pushing through your comfort zone, you will grow as a person and send the right signals to the universe. Don't let life get in the way of manifesting your desires either. 8. Turn thoughts into action. Your inner self creates your thoughts and your outer self provides the action. You need to strike the right balance here so that you will develop the law of attraction code. Don't just think about things that you want and then do nothing about it. This is what most people do and then complain that they have nothing. Thoughts are important as they will tell the universe that it needs to align itself so that you can manifest your desires, but it will not manifest them for you. You need to take action for that to happen. So, when you have a thought about what you want to manifest, use visualization straight away to see yourself having this in your life already. Then, take more action. You now have the complete law of attraction code, and now all you have to do is put what you have learned into practice. Do not just go through this training and do nothing. Use the tips and advice you have learned and take action. In no time at all, you will be manifesting your first desire, and you can use this again and again to get everything you want. We have worked hard to create the law of attraction code for you, and we hope that you found it to be both interesting and beneficial. We have done our bit. Now it is down to you. Use the law of attraction code every day and dramatically change your life for the better.